Back to this incredible weekend.
So you're skiing, you're hitting the slopes.
So we hit the slopes. Do you know me, dude?
Sure.
I'm shredding.
Of course.
I hit a couple black diamonds.
I'm just imagining you hitting the air and it's like,
oh, it was crazy. It was gnarly, dude. I shredded. No, this is what actually happened on this fucking hell trip. On the way there, I had to rent skis. So sure. We're going to this shop.
And ski blades or skis?
Skis.
You knew ski
I didn't
blade?
Blade.
Are you serious?
I didn't blade. I went what regular skis, dude.
Why didn't you ski blade?
I don't know.
Why didn't you wear a Joker hat and ski blade?
I know. I'll get into that in a second because I've been fucking furious about this for all weekend. All right. This is my first taste of ski culture.
Sure.
Ski and snowboarding culture is the gayest shit in the world.
What happened?
So I get into this place, and this is so funny. This guy is like, all right, let me measure your feet for these boots.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right. He's like, what size shoe do you wear? I was like, 12. He measured my feet, and he was like, you wear a size 9. And I was like, no, these are size 12 shoes I'm wearing. And my toes, like, I'm not, what are you fucking nuts?
Like, I stepped on the metal thing at the shoe
store.
Do you
think I'm fucking wearing size 12 because I have small feet? I just wear uncomfortable shoes.
Would you try to say you're a size 9 ski boot?
I guess, but he was like, specifically like, no, your feet you should be wearing a size 9.
What?
I was like, okay, I guess, are you telling me you know better than me?
Would the shoes
like,
run like three size?
31.
Yeah, do they run different in Vermont? It's like a US,
knows?
UK, Vermont
shoe
size.
So then he gives me like basically the equivalent of a size 9 ski boot.
What?
To put on. And I'm like, yeah, my toes are smashed at the front of this thing. Like, I can't wear this.
What?
And he was like, it should be a little snug. Are you sure? And I was like, dude,
this
physically hurts. I can't put my foot in the fucking boot.
Like, I'm telling you, my foot doesn't
like,
fit in this
space. Just give me what I'm asking for right now.
Yeah.
And there's such a fucking condescending attitude about fucking this bullshit ski culture.
Well, they like live, they're like villagers, basically. They live
there.
They are,
dude. They live at the foot of a mountain in these little fucking snow shacks.
Exactly, and that's their community, and you guys are tourists, and they're just like, hold on, you're actually a size 9. It's
so
like,
he
no,
asked
not,
me,
dude.
There's a chart, and there's a picture of like a kid, somebody skiing, and then like an expert skier, and he's like, which one are you here? And I was like, I've never skied, like the first one. And he's like, oh, so you're terrible? And I was like, this guy was old.
Sure.
This guy was like 45.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, this is gay. Skiing is fucking gay.
So you hate it instantly.
Right away. I'm just like,
you're instantly, you go into a thing where you're instantly demoted into fucking. It's funny how they're like, there's three pictures.
It's in
like,
front of my girlfriend.
Well, it's just them. It's like them at the top. Like, are you this guy? And it's just them. And then it's like a baby.
It was
like
literally
a retarded guy.
It was a child. It was a child doing pizza, the pizza thing. And he's like, is that you? I was like, yeah. He's like, so you're terrible, huh? And I was like, I mean, I've never skied.
Yeah,
is that
sure.
what you're saying to me? I've never done this luxurious hobby, you fucking pussy.
Yeah, it's like, you've never fenced?
it was crazy. Sorry, I'm throwing a dip.
Good, chuck a
lid. Dude, this dip is the fucking anti-ski culture.
Tuck a chaw under it. Nah, you'd be...
People maybe some snowboarders, dude.
People be doing some chaw on a fucking thing.
Not those fucking Vermont skiers, dude.
True that.
They're pussy boys. But, so then this guy... Then he reluctantly gives me, like, a size up in boot. I was like, I mean, my toe is still smashed against the front of this thing.
Yeah, man. My foot
and
hurts.
And he's like, I'm not giving you anything higher. And I was like, that's whatever, dude. Just do that. And he's like, are those the socks you're wearing? He fucking upsold me on socks hard.
Oh, he gave you some therms?
Yeah. $20 therms, though. Went to the register with this one pair of socks. This pair of socks he gave me. And it was
last
like,
place on earth I'm
like,
going to buy a pair of thermal
he
socks,
fucking
bro.
He thermed me good, dude.
I mean, a good pair of thermal socks, it's
they're great.
About...
He's like, I wear them all the time. And I was like, yeah, I bet you do, dude. All
right, mountain man.
Fucking bitch. But, I was right off the bat. So then we go. It's a night walking in those boots.
Yeah, you're walking like a stormtrooper.
We parked like a fucking mile away. So I gotta walk on sheer ice. Everything in Vermont is fucking ice. This was a nightmare.
When you walk in those boots, you are like a stormtrooper. You walk
carrying,
so fucking weird.
Carrying heavy ass skis and poles awkwardly.
Yeah.
And then it was still fun.
Sure.
Like, it was still fun to be out fucking actually doing something.
Skiing's sick. I haven't been skiing.
Is,
I say
fun
to
everybody.
I'm actually kind of nasty at skiing.
That's what I said.
Really?
That's what I said. The last time I skied was like 8th grade.
Exactly.
I thought I was good.
I would like hit ramps and shit.
I bet 8th grade McCusker was like, I'm fucking, these ramps are insane that I'm hitting.
Yeah,
it was probably, you probably didn't really get air.
It was just, no, I got air. I'm into extreme sports. The like in between, when you switch from trail to trail, and specifically Jack Frost, that was always my favorite mountain.
Yeah.
You go from trail to trail, you launch and you catch air and then you hit the slopes. It's fucking sick. But like the snowboard park, there were certain ramps I looked at, and I was like, "You hit the fuck out of here, yeah. dude! I'm not hitting those things."
So we get there. Finally get there. First, it's just like nonstop.
Definitely got air for the listeners.
Yeah, Matt definitely got air, without a doubt. Matt's fearless. I was always a cautious man. I was always too cautious to even risk getting air.
Hold on. Did you get any air when you skied?
I mean, you know me, dude. I was ripping through the air. Obviously, I didn't get fucking air, dude.
You skied all day and got no air?
None.
What?
Let me tell you how my skiing went.
You got negative air?
Dude, first off, the mountain there was huge.
Dude, skiing in Vermont's no fucking joke. Was crazy. Yes.
So first, getting on a ski lift was terrifying.
Yes. And they hit you in the ass hard.
And there's all these fucking dudes around. Like, it's all snowboarders. Like, this culture of, like, yo, it's fucking... Ugh.
Yeah.
This is what I was thinking. When white people are left alone to create their own hobbies, yeah. it's always the gayest shit in the world. It's always, like... It's always this, like, veneer of, like, peace and love. Like, they're always like, life's good, man. Go out and fucking shred it.
Yeah, yeah.
Behind, like, this weird veneer of, like, getting pussy. Behind a weirder veneer of, like, they all get fucked up. No. They're all like, dude, drink an IPA and hit the fucking slopes. It's fresh powder.
So dangerous.
You need black people.
For sure.
Absolutely. It's a long thing I have. Like,
checking
England,
the balance, for sure.
You need that. For Conor sure. McGregor needs a black dude in his ear.
Sure.
Being like, fucking stop being a dildo.
Who's a... Drake? Isn't Drake kind of his boy?
Drake's a bandwagon.
Yeah, I was about to say.
He shows
yeah.
up in, like, Alabama gear.
Yeah,
like,
true.
He was with Kentucky for a while. True. They started to suck
at
basketball.
Not really, he's not checking on
I've also chilled out on my Drake love.
Really?
Yeah, he's kind of fucking gay. I'll be back, Drizzy.
He is kind of fucking lame.
Back to these motherfucking
so,
skiers.
Yeah, no, that's true, too, man. The first time I went ski, well, it wasn't the first time, but it was, like, one of the times in eighth grade, some like 40-year-old guy just fucking handed me a joint while I was riding a ski lift. Yeah. Up. He lit up a joint, and I was just like, I was literally in eighth grade, and he was just like, I think I actually asked him, I'm like, can I smoke that?
Yeah, I bet.
And he was
yeah.
just like, here you go. I remember smoking.
Here you go,
this.
Little dude.
Yeah, and I remember being like, whoa.
Yeah, it's literally parrot heads.
Yeah, for sure.
Parrot heads,
parrot
yoga,
heads
rock climbing, skiing. It's the same core yeah. group of people. These like fit 40-year-olds. They fucking bother me to no end. Stop being fucking hot, you fucking pussies.
So let me take me from like you did your fucking
all right,
march.
Put these skis on. Do sure. this hellish march.
Sure.
Get in there. Get condescending. They're all. There's a bunch of foreigners there. There's a bunch of fucking sure. German. I hear some Scandinavian accents. Yep. I don't like it.
I heard that.
They're all fucking garpy bleeping. They're
yeah.
all fucking.
Oh,
ugh. This dude. We were sitting on a bench, like getting our boots on. And this dude was like, "Make some space." For him to put, like, a
what?
Bag down. He literally said, make some space. I couldn't believe it. I stood up in his face. I stood up in his face to be like, yeah, dude, I'm a foot and a half taller than you. Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to kick these fucking boots off.
Crazy.
You should have gave him a ski boot kick.
I would have killed.
Dude, you would have broke his legs.
All right. So we're on the fucking lift. About midway up, I'm like, oh, fuck. I forgot you got to get off this thing.
I know. Go ahead.
Getting off was terrifying.
Oh, dude, I've fallen and gotten crunched by
one
of those.
We got close
things.
To the, like, the drop-off
you should have
point,
wrote it back
and
down.
I was just instantly like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck, I can't ski.
Yeah.
Like, right when we got fuck. Up, I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know how to ski. So it drops you off at the top of all the, this hill was, like, some hard hills.
Sure.
Like, if you go left, it's really difficult hills.
Yeah.
If you go right, you can take the trails down slowly.
So you've never been skiing?
Not since I was in eighth grade.
And where'd you go? Like, Big Boulder,
right when we
Jack
get off,
Frost?
Right when we get off. I realize I don't know how to stop.
Sure.
I have no idea how to control this thing. And
yeah.
there's cliffs.
Yeah, dude.
There's like, it's at the top of a mountain and there's a thin rope. And I was like, I don't know how to fucking stop at all. So
yeah,
and there's people
dude.
Everywhere.
Of course.
I'm going to hit kids.
Yeah.
I'm huge, dude.
Yeah, dude. You're a missile.
150 pounds bigger than anyone there.
There's a rock coming down the hill.
A boulder that's like, I don't know how to stop. So right when we get off, I can only just go straight. I don't know how to do anything. Oh. And I get to like the edge of like a pretty steep hill and just
yeah.
fall. I was like, I got to just fall. So
sure.
then I just get off the lift and just can't stop. Just lay on the ground. Claire's like, she literally peed her pants laughing.
Was she good at skiing?
Because I couldn't stand up.
How was she?
When I fell, I was like, now I can't stand up.
Sure.
She sucked, but she was significantly better than me.
Holy
she knew
fuck.
How to ski. I can't ski.
Yeah.
So, like, as soon as I fell down, I was like, if I get up, I keep going straight.
Well, you have gravity on your...
Yeah,
you have
a ton of fucking inertia. Dude.
Yeah, you generate a lot of force and velocity. Ooh, so like when you guys go down the hill, you're just like
it was a lot.
All the stars come at you real fast. And you're like, well, it's just funny thing. If you like arguing with the guy at the ski lift, the fucking Scandinavian guy, like, fuck you, dude, I'm not making space, and all the culminating in you on a hill with like your skis pointed together, like, these fucking assholes, dude.
Me being like a baby deer, dude. I was just pathetic. Claire was literally standing there laughing hysterically while I was like, I can't get up.
God.
And I was laying because the skis are on your feet, so your legs are like tucked underneath you. I was just laying, dude. I was like, help, I don't know how to ski.
Oh my God.
At the top of the mountain, I was like, oh fuck, I can't ski.
Yeah.
So,
Vermont skiing's no joke. It's not like I've been saying, like Big Boulder, Jack Frost. I would hit black diamonds there and be like, oh, whatever. I went to New York one time and skied when I was like, again, like in eighth grade or so.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking like, I couldn't really do much, but the fucking, what's the green circle's easy one?
Yeah.
I did a blue one, and like, one I went down was a black diamond. I just laid down and slid on my back. I'm like, I'm going to die if I go down. Fuck this thing.
Yeah. So, that was it. That was it for falling.
Sure.
I got up, pizzaed the entire way down.
Fuck yeah.
The entire way down. And if you go on the green trails, it was so long.
It's a bunny slope.
It was so long getting down. And then we get down. My thighs are shot.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was crouched. I was like doing a wall sit for 25 minutes. Also,
and you're doing it like to survive, too.
Yeah. And the whole time I'm doing that, like twitchy, like almost falling the whole fucking way down. I must have looked like the biggest dickhead. Oh. So then we get down there and I'm like, all right, I can do it. I can do it. The second run, I get it. I started to get the hang of it. I mean, it was still horrible.
Yeah.
But I only went three times.
You only went down three times?
Three times.
What?
It got freezing. We got there too late.
True, yeah, fuck.
We got there late enough that when we got there, it was like 12 degrees.
Mm.
And by the time we were done, it was like,
yeah, fuck
it was like
that.
Close to zero.
And that shit gets icy too.
And I didn't have goggles.
Ooh, what the fuck?
I had glasses. I was wearing sunglasses.
Oh,
it was gnarly as fuck, dude.
That's gnarly as fuck.
I was wearing Ray-Bans, bro.
Yeah, you can do it without goggles. Now I think about it.
The whole way down on the third time, my eyes were crying.
Really?
Sobbing tears. Tears just flowing out.
Fuck.
And then like freezing on my chin.
Oh.
It was miserable.
That does sound like it fucking blows.
It was fun. Skiing is fun as fuck.
Yeah.
But the people that ski, like there was on the way up on the lift, I noticed all the stickers for different like ski groups.
Sure.
It was all like fucking go ape and like a picture of a monkey skiing and like just fucking weed and like gay shit. When white people have their own activity, it inevitably is fucking gay.
It goes towards the
towards the fucking like good vibes only, man.
Yeah,
it's like shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and then sit there and be like, make space.
Yeah, and then yes.
Yeah, I mean so, that stuff's kind of bullshit. I've never really got too into that.
Fuck, there's more to this.
Like life's good.
Yeah, life's good. Exactly. They all have Jeeps that say fucking life's good on.
Yeah.
Fuck you for skiing. It's so I get home and my friend Jared, who's one of the funniest people I know, he FaceTimes me and is like, you went fucking skiing today, dude? And I was at the bitch's house on FaceTime, so it was loud.
Oh.
I had to like hide my phone. My friend's like, sledding is for fucking pimps, dude. Only sled, dude.
That's
skiing
true.
Is fucking gay.
You should have tubed.
I would have, if that was an option, I would have tubed.
Yeah, dude.
But I thought I could ski.
I mean, I wonder how much it would cost to have a guy on like a jet ski pull you. Like you could almost like just ride your skis, but be like totally contained.
The force of me.
You think you would have toppled the jet ski or the fucking snowmobile?
I would have popped a wheelie.
I would have paid a snowmobile to ride me up the hill into traffic.
Of course, there's people fucking cross country skiing up the slope.
What?
Just like you guys just get a fucking life, dude.
They're really like trying to climb up there?
Yeah, it's just.
That's weird.
Yeah. Ski culture. Not
skiing must
me.
Have been sick when people did it as like an actual mode of transportation.
Yeah.
And they're like, I got to get into town. They would just be like, fly down. Then they have to walk up a hill, a snowy hill. I'm like, oh, I didn't think this out. This sucks.
Anything I can't do, I'm just like, this is gay. This is gay as fuck.
That's a good way to do it, though.
Yeah. That's how I survive.
Yeah, true.
If I can't do something or be something, I'm like, this is fucking gay.
It's gay.
If I see a hot guy,
yeah,
what a gay. Fucking gay
that,
bitch.
I mean, that's true, though.
Why?
It's gay.
Yeah, it is gay.
It is.
Being a hot guy is gay as fuck, dude.
I mean, if you think about it, if you're a hot guy, you're more likely to get fucked or fuck another dude.
I don't know how true that is.
I think so.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it's like you're going to have more gay dudes trying to fuck you. So that's one thing.
All right.
And then you might, if you get real off on your own like persona
yeah.
and like your image, you probably get real into your own sexuality where you're like, yeah, maybe I should fuck a guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It happened to Usher. Usher gave a dude herpes. Usher gave a dude herpes, dude.
Wow.
Fucking A-Town stomped someone, dude.
He fucking got in someone's butt and gave him butt herpes.
There's a guy who claimed that Usher, or he might have sucked him with a sore, with a cold sore. I don't know. I can't say how Usher gave people herpes, but there's a guy who came out against him being like, it was like all these girls are coming out like, I had Usher's baby, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And a guy was like, oh, yeah, he gave me herpes. And everyone was like, what? Yeah. Everyone was like, pause.
R. Kelly raping kids. All right.
Yeah.
What, he had gay sex? Nah. Pause.
That kind of like went under the radar. That was more of like
I remember those rumors a while.